Actor reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Back to Reality. Well, this is Asma at your service. And then we have two very dear friends. So Brother Muhammad and Sister Vita are in here, and we're going to have pretty much of beautiful stuff to talk about. So welcome.
My name is Muhammad, as you mentioned, and I'm from South America. I study in the Islamic Seminary right now.
So wish you luck. And you?
Yeah, I'm Vita, as you told to our dear listeners. And I have the pleasure to be here again with you. And I'm a medical student.
So welcome. Well, in this modern world, everything has changed in a way that the old and original notions are no longer the same way they were. And there is this notion that people talk about, which is the laws of attraction and things that if you're not happy, for example, then you can just fake it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not, even if you're not happy, even if your life is not going on the same track you wish it to go, then pretend like it is, because if you do so, then you would feel happy. So is it right?
Last year, I passed the university entrance examination. Mm-hmm. And there were all the people like, okay, write whatever you want on a piece of paper and then put it on the wall and look at it every day and it will become true.
Yeah.
And I was like, come on, what are you telling me? I don't believe in that sort of thing. This is my personal point of view. First of all, we have to clarify the concept of all these things. As you told something really beautiful, we are living in a modern world, which, you know, there is a kind of business point of view here. So there should be some needs for you to, I don't know, pay money, to pay something, pay your time to achieve that things, you know. Mm-hmm. And there are some superior powers, some superior government, whatever, that actually put this pressure on you to have the need, I don't know, to be happy.
Yeah.
I'd probably take a slightly different position than Sister Vita here.
Which is?
Pretending to be being happy does really affect oneself personally.
Seriously?
Speaking, but not the things around us. So let's say I, it's been true. As a matter of fact, you know those customer services, those customer service policies where they say we serve with a smile.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Whereas the workers themselves, they're like depressed to the down deep, but then they're serving with a smile, right? They've done
a
study on this.
That's black comedy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They've done a study on this, and after a while, they do get happy with their life, personally speaking, right, themselves.
Yeah.
But then does that change anything outside? Like, if you become happy, would you get more money? Or no, it doesn't. Like, for example, you were talking about your entrance examination, how you have to write. When you write something on the wall, it might make you happy, but would that really happen, whatever you wrote? It's not necessary. It's just that it's kind of reminding you. But psychologically speaking, apparently it does have effect when you pretend to be fake. Likewise, we have it in the opposite side. If you pretend to being depressed or sad, it kind of affects your personal self. You eventually become sad. I would completely disagree with expressing your displeasure to any and everyone in the street. That's very important. That's why it's important sometimes to fake your happiness.
That's why we have to fake happiness.
Yeah, because there are certain people who kind of sometimes make take advantage of your displeasure, right?
Yeah,
especially I was once stuck in an airport, I can remember once. And I was really unhappy because my ticket was canceled by the airline without prior information to me.
You should have put a smile on her face.
Yeah, but because you just imagine, like, you don't have any extension, no visa or anything for that country, and you're in that stress, that stressful state. Now, that person is going to very arrogantly and very stubbornly give me a price that not a single person on earth can pay for a ticket. And I realized, like, when I was unhappy, like, she took advantage of that. That's how I kind of perceived it, right?
Yeah.
So it's not necessary that you kind of show your displeasure to every and any person in the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are people you can open yourself up to, your close ones, your family, your friends. But then I think faking your happiness is also important at times, especially when you're outside.
Yeah. So there are two viewpoints into this. One says that, why should I fake it? And the other side says, Well, sometimes maybe it's good to fake it because we're not going to spread our sadness everywhere. Now, before we get into more of this discussion, let's go for a short break and then we'll be back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Well, we're talking about the attraction. And if you think about something, then that would happen. Then that means if you're not happy, you have to fake it. Because sometimes you just have to. It's a must, perhaps. Because we are human beings, we have we're working like dominoes, and then we would spread things that we feel to each other. And yeah, this is Back to Reality. Brother Muhammad and Sister Bita are here to help us with the discussion. And
it is something really beautiful that maybe there are times and situations we have to hide what we feel, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think hiding what you feel is a kind of different concept from faking something. I mean, when you fake something, you're trying to achieve that. But you're talking about another concept, which you fake something to hide another thing.
I would say take another step and hide it.
They're not the same things.
Yeah, but I would say take another step and fake the smile at times.
And
like you can't be like, you can't have a sour face when you're unhappy and everybody's looking at you. Everybody knows that you're having some issue in your family.
Yeah, exactly.
And especially, let me tell you one thing. Especially that's important. Especially when you're sisters, mm-hmm. for females, it's important that when you're dissatisfied with your life, there are definitely going to be praying men around you, like in public places, who will take that advantage of you.
Yeah.
They come so and that's start, only for women.
Especially when you're a woman, because you're more vulnerable to having to being preyed from men who are advantageous. Sometimes if a person is professional, they will know that you're faking it, right?
Yeah.
You know, for
course.
Example, is everything okay? Yeah, it's okay. And you smile. Yeah. We know that everything's not okay, right?
Yeah.
You
I
have
do
to
that
be good at faking it as well.
You know what, but sometimes, I do agree with what we're told to hear about, I don't know, when you fake, you have to fake your emotions in, I don't know, social places. Sometimes you have to be your true self, you know.
Exactly.
This faking will lead to a kind of paradoxical situation. Yeah. I mean, you fake happiness to be happy, but it makes you more depressed.
Yeah.
And this
because
is
it doesn't
a big
last
problem,
forever.
Yeah, exactly. Because deep in yourself, you'd know that you're faking something. And
yeah.
And this thought of, I'm faking it will, I don't know, lead to a disaster, in my opinion.
Exactly.
Especially for my type of personality. And I think you're the same with me, but he's an extrovert or something. I don't know.
I'm not really saying that. We should always fake.
There's
time and place for everything. In most cases, when you're dealing with others, it's good to hide your emotions and be as friendly as possible and just disclose things to relevant people. It's very important that we keep that.
I get your meaning. Yeah. Actually, you're saying that in order to just put myself away from the damages that might come to me,
exactly.
I have to hide my feelings. I don't just have to show it all.
Not only that, because your emotions have effect to other people.
Yeah.
Look at it as a father or as a mother. If you're dissatisfied with something, the kids definitely take a lot of effect from you.
Of course.
They also become that, you know, they take that same emotion.
If you just pretend to be happy, would you feel happy?
Would I necessarily be feeling happy?
No, just like for human beings, what do you think? Do you think that works?
It has an effect. I'm not just saying that this is the only way of making yourself happy, but faking happiness, it does have a lot of effect in your happiness. It eventually, it's like indoctrination, right? And it's like saying, oh, I'm this. And you keep saying that from the Islamic teachings. Whenever someone asks you, how are you? You don't always say, oh, I'm dissatisfied. And just say, alhamdulillah.
Yeah, yeah.
Praise be to God.
Yeah.
Just be grateful to all the blessings.
But then, like, there are people then you should open up to. Your parents, your sisters, your brothers, your colleagues, your friends, your boss, whoever it is.
Yeah, of course.
Certain things you should open up. Like, for example, in your workplace, there is something that happened that was dissatisfying and it was extremely unacceptable. Mm-hmm. Open up to the boss.
Yeah.
But then should you show your dissatisfaction to everybody in the workplace? Not necessarily. Keep the emotions as healthy as possible.
Yeah, and of course, every single person in this world have got their own strategies, you know?
Oh,
they
course,
know
yeah.
how to act in certain situations.
Yeah. You know, I think expressing yourself is another story. Mm-hmm. And at the other hand, we have the story of achieving what you're faking. You know, this is another story which I'm going to go through. I think physically, yes, it has a lot of effects. For example, when you pretend to laugh, you know, they do that so much. I don't know, comedians.
Yeah, because they say it's contagious.
Exactly.
If you pretend it, it would just...
Other people would laugh too.
Thinking,
and something like that. And it is like communicable. I don't know. Yeah, it has its own effects because it affects and our hormones and the chemicals that are mm-hmm. in our body and so on. But I think deep in our souls, we cannot fake something to achieve it. I mean, it's not a good way because there is a feeling. You used a beautiful word, nasty. These kind of methods are nasty. We don't like it deep in our heart, I think, because we have to be happy. And this happiness doesn't come from faking it.
Before we get into the last part, and
let's
to wrap it all up, let's go for a change of mood, a short break, and then we'll be back. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. I am Asma, and in here we are talking about pretending to be happy when we are not actually happy, but then we went through too much, and I guess it's pretty much right now clear that there are many perspectives toward this notion that, okay, if you're not happy, you can fake it. But is there anything left you think you can say and then help other people with that?
You know what? When there are many ways here to make your unhappiness to happiness, why do you choose faking it? You mean you have to go search the root of your unhappiness. Uh-huh. Why are you unhappy?
But you know what? When someone is old enough, you cannot change their mindset. You know what I mean? Just imagine you are working with a philosopher, and then you come and go talking to them, then little by little you would come to understand their perspective of life, and then you would say, okay, life is a nonsense. So then happiness is not going to happen to you because you know the truth behind life. You know what I mean? I mean, that happens naturally.
Yeah.
You won't feel happy with everything.
By the end of your life, when you're like growing older, I've seen both kinds of people, you know, both people who are satisfied by their life at the end, some who are not satisfied and who are extremely unhappy. Let me establish a point that Sister Vita mentioned. Actually, I completely agree with her when it comes to finding the cause of your unhappiness. That's important. Although preserving the notion that faking happiness does have an effect on your own emotions and trying to make you happy, but that's not the only solution, or rather, I should say, the ideal solution.
Yeah.
The best thing to do is find the cause. What's causing you unhappy? But one other point I would like to mention that Sister Bito was saying, we can't achieve anything by faking your emotions. That is completely true as well. But then we forget the goal of repeating something. I can remember one of the techniques of scolding for teachers is like you tell the students to write, for example, I'm not going to lie for like 5 pages straight.
Yeah.
Right? Now, that's actually psychologically an accepted method. Why? Because you're not necessarily changing that person. You're putting some effect on that person, right? Now, repeating something constantly kind of brings that reminder to you and makes clear what the goal is. Just by writing something, just by repeating something, you're not going to achieve anything. But then that reminder is kind of like the first step, preparing the grounds for you to move towards what you have to achieve.
Yeah.
So that's why in universities, I completely understand the method. If they don't tell you the goal of it, that's wrong. But then if they do tell you to write something and keep repeating that, that's actually good.
Yeah.
But then they also have to remind that, oh, by doing this, you're preparing your mind, you're putting yourself into that mindset, and within 20 years, you're going to become such and such as a person.
Yeah. So I guess this is all the time that we had for today's episode. But if I just want to wrap it up, I would say that if you say something to yourself, always, like, I'm sad, everything is so sad, life is so dark, and everything is so shadowy, then you would turn into a depressed person. But if you keep saying to yourself something nice, as it has been proved in science even, so that would also happen to you as well. So no matter how difficult life is, no matter how sad a situation is, you're a human being, you're strong enough to handle it all. So just keep saying to yourself that I'm good the way I am, and I guess that's it. That's the way to get out of all the difficulties.
Yeah.
And after all, God is there and you can ask his support always and always and always. So thank you for staying with us until another session. I bid you farewell. May Allah protect you with his never slipping eyes. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabbal Alameen, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbal Alameen, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.